Shuvas Daf is Amud Bez Shir Yud.
A huge sugya, the sugya for Nines Begitin. We're going to try to understand, say through the different Achroinim show where it shows up in the Rishonim. Try today. There's a tremendous amount to say, a tremendous amount to do. Where's Ezzy? Ezzy's the man. Draw a pen item. Ain't honest Bashir doesn't show up. It says.
I think it's a bussy.
He made a mice. He didn't make a mice.
But it's a vort in the bussy. It's not a vort in the low bussy. It's a vort in the bussy.
It's the first one who gets
We're trying to understand what's going on in our sugya. We're trying to understand what's this din of ain oinus begitin. What is it negeir to us? What's happening? So we have basically two classic pshatim. One is a pshat of the Pnei Yeshua, and the other is vintage Reb Chaim. The one of the Pnei Yeshua, we'll start with that. Pnei Yeshua says, look, this is an umdina over here. This has nothing to do with the din of oinus rachmana patre. We use the word ain oinus begitin, but what we mean is, when we look at a person making a tanai, do we say that we understood that he really meant, you know, when he said im lebasi mikan vayud beis chayrish, he meant that if I don't come under normal circumstances, that's what he meant. That was his intention, and therefore, he didn't mean the tanai under other circumstances. That would be what about the din of dvarim shebelev and dvarim? We said it's belibo belev koladam, and therefore this is considered to be something that we reckon with. We're reckoning with his thought process, says the Pnei Yeshua. And when I said that I really meant if I don't come under normal circumstances, but this is not the Imloy Basi that I was referring to. According to Pnei Yeshua, the words Aynes Rachmana Patre have nothing to do with our sugya. This is a sugya which is reserved for a different understanding of what oinus is. It just means that this is not what I meant when I said it. I didn't mean to say that I have to come under all, if I don't come under all circumstances, that's an oinus. It's an umdina. Reb Chaim says different. A vintage Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says we're going to take his words literally. He says, "Im leibasim mikam yud beis chaydash." So, what does Einis Rachmana Patre have to do anything over here? Says Reb Chaim, because Einis Rachmana Patre doesn't have to do with punishing him. It doesn't have to do only with whether or not he gets an einis or not. Einis Rachmana Patre is going to define whether or not we consider it as if he did it. And the tnai is im loibasi mikan vayud beis chaydash. If I did a loibasi from now for 12 months, then I'm creating the get. I'm mekayim the get. I need a mice of loibasi if it happened by oinus. So anes rachmana patre. I didn't do a loibasi. So according to Reb Chaim, this is the classic case of anes rachmana patre. This is the regular din of anes rachmana patre. Okay. We brought a writer, Reb Chaim, the Chem de Shleimer brings a writer to this Yisoid from the din of Avodah Zarah. If a person is Oyvet Avodah Zarah, but Oynes, we spoke about this already, then the animal doesn't become Asur Ba'ano. What does that have to do with the animal, with the fact that he doesn't get punished? Says Reb Chaim, the Chem de Shleimer, it must be that it's not cool that you did the Maisa of Avodah Zarah. So according to Pnei Yeshua, our sugya is a sugya which is, has to do with, we're trying to get into his headspace. That's it. Did he mean it? Did he not mean it? According to Reb Chaim, this is a regular sugya of Oinus Rachmana Patre. What does Patre mean? It means he didn't do the Maisa. If the Achroinim bring a raya that Rashi holds like Reb Chaim from a Rashi on Daf, Gimel Amin Aleph on the top. Let's look over there for a second. Rashi says, Midyoraisa loy have a get. It's the third line in Rashi Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that says Rashi Midyoraisa. This get is not a good get. Why? Because Einus begitin, says Rashi. Shematzinu tainus Einus min atayra shenemar ulenayra loy sasedavar. So Rashi there seems to be bringing the pasuk lenayra loy sasedavar. It sounds like that's straight up Reb Chaim. Why? Because according to the Pnei Yeshua, this is just stam a question of getting into his head. Did he mean it? Did he not mean it? It has nothing to do with Einus Rachmana Patre. Lenaro Lasasa Dover is the pasuk of Oynes Rachmana Patre. So it sounds like Rashi's going like Rab Chaim. That's what the Achronim seem to say from Rashi. What would be a nafkamina? Nafkamina Rabbi Sai is as follows. This is the first nafkamina. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky in the Shiure Agoin Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. He brings these two shitas, Rashi, which are the Pnei Yeshua, and what he calls Reb Ruvain. Reb Ruvain is the son-in-law of Reb Baruch Ber. He brings it also from Reb Chaim. V'chein kosav agoin Reb Chaim. The nafkamina is, what happens if you have oynes and rutzen simultaneously? In other words, a person says, if I don't come back for 12 months, and l'maisa, I couldn't come back. But if you asked him, he would have said, I wasn't going to come back anyway. I had no intention of coming back. You have oynes and rutzen at the same time. What would you say under those circumstances? So says Agoin Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky as follows. That this, we're trying to say, listen, according to Pnei Yeshua, that was, hold on a second, the Pnei Yeshua says, this is not conjecture, the Pnei Yeshua says under those circumstances that it would be that a good get. Because you have Ratzon, it's a good get. And even if you hold that the Oynes would patter you over here, it's not going to work. And the Beis Yaakov argues, so it's machloikas Bnei Yeshua and Beis Yaakov. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky, this Bnei Yeshua is l'shitasai v'yazoi, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky, because the Bnei Yeshua says, what are we trying to get into his head? What is he saying? Imlai Basi, am I an absentee husband or not? So if he doesn't planning on coming back, so what is he clearly an absentee husband? This is about this guy, he is a not comer backer. The fact that he couldn't come back in and he wanted to, but it's all about what does he want. We're trying to get into what is his headspace. So he's saying that this is a person that clearly did not want to be here. So therefore, according to the Pnei Yeshua Lishitasai and Achanami, we're going to say that's called that there's a kim of the Tanai. Masha'en Kane, according to Reb Chaim, says the Beis Yaakov, says according to Reb Chaim, what are we going to say? That the word is you need to have an act of loibasi. We're not looking about what he's thinking, what he's not thinking. Im loibasi, if I did a loibasi. Now, if he's an oynes, is it called that he did it? He's an oynes. So maybe he wanted to do it anyway, but he didn't do it. Because he was an oynes, he was sick. So therefore, that's not called he's doing it. Even if he wants to do it, ad kama as there's an oynes here, says the Beis Yaakov, he's not going to be in a kaim l'tanai. The choira, the machloikas over here is going to be the shitasim. Another machloikas that we could possibly have is, says Rab Nochum, machloikas that we're going to have over here is going to depend on how we go back to the previous sugya. Rabbi say, let's go back to the previous sugya. What happened in the sugya of Mizainis. So according to Tosfos, we said the sugya of Mizainis was, basically, it depends on whose fault it was. Higi hazman v'loy nisu, were we blaming? We said, mazlech hagara means it's your fault, according to Tosfos. So because you were not loy nisu. So, and even if the isha was chala, we could also say, you were loy nisu because it was your mazel that caused it. So it doesn't have to be that you have to be like, it just has to be that we ke'ilu can blame you for it. We're blaming you. That's what loy nisu means. You are to blame. Mazel chagara. So what happens if, so what's the Gemara Svar of Chalahu that we say that he's not going to be ma'alom azaynes? Says, the Svar is, we're not going to blame you for that. Can't blame you. You want to come back, but you just can't. So therefore, it's not your fault, Kilo. That's Tosfos. So because Tosfos says that pshat, so therefore, also benogeya to our sugya over here, the svar is all about are we kilu blaming you or are we not blaming you? So therefore, are you a person that's not doing it? Right? We're saying, you're a loy nisu. He says, but I'm not an absentee person. So by igiyas man v'loy nisu, we're saying, you're absentee. You didn't come. Over here also, imlo basi is, you didn't come. You're absentee. So the two sugyas are the same sugyas. Mashen Ken, according to Rashi, what was the Gemara of higiyas man v'loy nisu? The main Gemara was talking about, over there, the Machayev is higiyas man. It's not about whether or not we blame you or not. tells l'chol light lozun, which means that over here it has nothing to do with whether or not we are faulting you. It's just the fact is that now the time has come. So how is he going to get out of it? Rashi says you need a special gzeris hakosav of oynes rachmana patre. You're going to need a full oynes over here, and then we're saying even though it's igias mad, but oynes rachmana patre, the Torah pattered me. Because I have a full-fledged oinus. So therefore, this is going to be similar to to our sugya over here. We're looking for a full-fledged oinus to somehow get you out of the situation. Now, this, Rabbi Yisai, will explain to us a little bit also the machlokes we had Rashi and Tosfos by us. Tosfos said that chola is an oinus muat. Chola is not such an oinus. How does that work if it's an oinus muat? Because Tosfos is not looking for oinus rachmana patre. He's not looking for something that you can classify as an oinus in the Torah. It's just looking to say, look, I'm not a delinquent husband. I wanted to come back. I was sick. Does that mean that it's physically impossible? No. But he really was the type of person that wants to come back. But he just couldn't for whatever reason. He doesn't need to be like a mamish, a real oinus. So says Tosfos, chola just means that he's not in a traveling, he's not in like a traveling situation. Right now, he's not up to traveling. Could he physically have gone? Yes. So that's not such a great oinus. But that's really the way the Ritva learned also, if you remember, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Chola doesn't mean you can't get married. It just means that it's not geschmack to get married. Because the whole point is, are we saying that you are delinquent? Are we blaming you over here for not coming? Well, look, I didn't come because this is not the way you're supposed to get married. It's the same type of sugya according to Tosfos. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, Rashi doesn't say that chol is not really an oinus. Chol is an oinus. Mace is the epitome oinus. Mace is super oinus. But chol has to be oinus, because if it's not oinus, then you can't call it oinus rachmana patre. It has to be a real oinus according to Rashi. That's why Rashi said over here, chol is an oinus. It's just mace is super oinus. But chol is not below the threshold of oinus. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, chol is not a real oinus. So why are you calling it oinus? Because this is not a sugya of oinus rachmana patre. This is just a sugya of saying we can't really blame him.
Yeah. So the fact that Rashi says mace is a big oinus, you want to say chol is a regular oinus, not a small oinus, like Tosfos said?
Right. That's the difference between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos is saying chol is a low class oinus. It's below the threshold, and mace is a regular oinus. Rashi says mace is a super oinus. Chola is also an oinus. Rashi never says chola is not an oinus.
According to Tosfos, we're not really blaming him.
Saying it's your fault.
It's not actually his fault. He came.
Right, so that's the shiloh of that's the Gemara shiloh. At the end of the day, we're going to say over there, chala, he's putter. Why? Because not your fault. But the discussion is your fault or not your fault. You're right. At the end of the day, we say we can't really blame you because you got sick. But what would be the discussion? Or we do blame you because after all, you didn't come. So when we say chala patras, all chala needs to be is, look, this was not enjoyable for me to come now. You can't really blame me. There is, because mazal chagaram. That's what Tosfos says. You have to have something on him, says Tosfos. Rashi doesn't need to have something on him, because Rashi says, look, the chiyuv's in place already. So you need something serious to rip you out of the chiyuv, according to Tosfos, according to Rashi. What's that? What's going to do that? This klal of oinus rachmana patre. Okay. My boy said, now we come to our sugya. Now the Gemara says, what happens? A man says, Arizek yitech imloy basi mikan ve'ad yud beis chodesh. He says, I'm sorry, me'achshav imloy basi mikan ve'ad yud beis chodesh. Listen to this. This is a beauty. He says, me'achshav imloy basi mikan ve'ad yud beis chodesh. And he's meis besoich yud beis chodesh. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, "Harei ze get." Now, how is it a get? There's an oinus here. Says the Gemara, "This is a raya ein oinus begitten." And it's the Gemara. No, Dilma meis dafka deloy nichel le tepel kame yafan. He doesn't want that. That's not what he wants. So Rabbi said, if you hold like the Pnei Yeshua, it's very good, because the whole Svara of Einus is a question of what does he want? So therefore, we're getting into his head. What does he want? What does he not want? Fine, I understand the Gemara. But according to Rab Chaim, what's the svar of he's an oinus? It's called a loy. It's not called loy basi. Over here, what was the tnai? Me achshav im loy basi. Was he a loy basi? If he's an oinus, he's not a loy basi. So you can tell me svaras, he didn't want it, did want. Listen, according to Rab Chaim, we're being literal. Me achshav im loy basi. If it was an oinus, was he a loy basi? No. Even if he wanted to be, we said, according to Rab Chaim, it doesn't make a difference. For sure, here we didn't want. So what's the svar of the nichle table kameyafam? Again, according to the Pnei Yeshua, the svar is very simple. We're getting into his head. We said, I didn't mean that. So I didn't mean a case of Aminus. This Aminus I did mean. Why did I mean this Aminus? Because I don't want this Aminus to pat to me. But according to Reb Chaim, what's the Gemara Svara? Is whenever he's an Aminus, that's not called Loi Basi. So what's the Tanai? Me'achshav im Loi Basi. Mikan v'ad yud beis chodesh, and he's mace. Was he a Loi Basi? No. He didn't do a mace Loi Basi. So what's the Pshat in the Gemara? Comes along Rashi, and Rashi says, yeah. But what happens if he says something to us? And when he says something, he's telling us in the Tnai that over here he's not included, that he doesn't mean loy basi amaisa loy basi. Says Rashi. Dilma meis dafka. Dekol atzmoi shekosiv lo get machmas kein kosiv lo. Das schreibt der. This is what he's writing, says Rashi. He's writing a get in order that if he dies, that she should fall kapayama. That means that when he wrote the get, what he meant in the writing of the get, we see it in the text that's what the get means. Kol atzma shall get kosivla. That now, when I say loy basi, I don't mean a maisa loy basi. I mean, if I don't arrive. How do I know that? Maybe it means a maisa loy basi. Then why did he say me'achshav? He wrote me'achshav. It must mean he's trying to get away from the problem of Yibum. How does he get away from Yibum? It must be, it doesn't mean a maisa loy basi, because if he dies, he's still doing a maisa loy basi. Elamai, he meant, if I don't arrive. Did he arrive? No. Usually we teach him to mean im loy basi mikan v'ayin v'ez chodesh, if I do a maisa loy basi, and then oinus is not a maisa loy basi. Over here we're not going to teach it that way. Over here we're going to say, if I didn't arrive, why are we going to do that? Because he made a me'achshav. What does it mean when you make a me'achshav? It must be trying to get rid of the problem of Yavam. How'd you get rid of the problem of Yavam? Only because it didn't. So Rabbi Yisai, in other words, Rashi, Rabbi Kiv Eger says the Gemara, and says, listen, Gemara says, lo nicha tepa kami yavim, says Rabbi Kiv Eger, probably that's just, you know, the way most people think. Most people don't want it to call yavim. Why is that not enough? Rashi has to say, kol atzma shall get kasev lokein. Why? Why does Rashi do that? Asks the Rabbi Kiv Eger. Why does Rashi do that? So the view what we're saying, it's beautiful. It's Rashi l'shitasai. It's Rashi l'shitasai.
And you can still put it in Rabbi Chaim?
What? That's why Rashi is going like Reb Chaim. Okay. But you see, the problem over here is it's all beautiful. This is what we just did is like classic grade. Okay, you saw it in the Rav Kolevsky, it's in the Binyan Nochum, this is Rav Nochum Poritzavitz, this is classic grade, Rashi and Tosfos, Pnei Yeshua, and Rav Chaim finished. Classic. I got an issue, Rabbi Yisai. The truth is that Rav Shapansky brings up this issue in the Sefer. According to the way we're learning, why does Rashi call this Tainas Oinus? Why is this called Tainas Oinus? But see no Tainas Oinus begin. This is regular oinus. Oinus rachmana patre.
It's good with Pnei Yeshua.
What? If you go like the Pnei Yeshua, then it's better. Because he has to taina that's not what I meant, and we have to try to get into his head. It's a taina. But according to... according to Reb Chaim, let me ask you a question. A man says, Harei zekitech if it rains tomorrow, and it doesn't rain. Does he have to taina it didn't rain? It didn't rain.
We have to know that.
He so over here, he says there is a gidachim loy basi. Did he do a loy basi? According to Reb Chaim, he didn't do a loy basi. So you don't need a taina anything. There's no loy basi here. Why is it called taina sinus? Question number. What?
Not the class of loy basi anymore. Not loy basi anymore. Because what we're saying, we're
changing. No, but Rashi's on the beginning.
The case Rashi's saying that it's, we're looking at the shtar. What it's telling on if it's telling on the. He doesn't want the lady to fall to the yom, so it's not a class.
That's down here, but upstairs, right. Right,
but upstairs. So that's why I maybe.
No, he says always tainus. So on top, he also says tainus everywhere. The whole way through, he's saying it. But you're saying good. So Rabbi Yisai, I don't understand lashon of tainus sinus. Another problem is, I don't understand how oinus rachmana patre means that you didn't do the maisa. What does oinus rachmana patre mean? What's the little translation? You're putter. It sounds like you did it. We just potter you. And also the pasuk l'nayir l'sasa davar means we don't do anything to her. We don't punish her.
There's makar that it's not considered you didn't do it.
So where's the makar that it's not that you didn't? It's not called a maisa.
There's a raya.
Yes, a raya will have to deal with this raya. Then the shlem is a raya. But anis rachmana patre. And even the Rashi on the top of Daf Gimel Amid Aleph bothers me. Let's look at Rashi on the top of Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. Rashi says, the Rashi we saw before, it's the third line of Rashi. Why does Rashi say, Shematzinu Tainas Oynes? Minatoyra. Rashi should say, because Oynes Rachman Apatre. Shematzinu, because we found Shematzinu Tainas Oynes Minatoyra. I don't know what Rashi's doing with that. It's an interesting language of Rashi. I'd like to try to go Lule Divrei Reb Chaim. Now, everybody say, I just want to give Hakdama. Reb Chaim is a master machanach. Reb Chaim taught all of us how to think. That's what Reb Chaim does. He was the machanech of teaching us how to think. We don't have anything without Reb Chaim. So anyone would chime and go, not like Reb Chaim, it's because Reb Chaim was trying to be abstract. He was always trying to teach us how to think. Plugging into the Gemara, we could try to do our own way. But in like the in the methodology, Reb Chaim was mamish, he was the Rebbe. In the methodology, in the way to think, into how to dissect things and make tzvei dinim and make chaloisim and maisas and all this, Reb Chaim was the Rebbe. And this question of how to plug it into every sugya that we're going to try to do ourselves now. Okay, here goes. Sucked, and I'm going to use the aside from Reb Nachum, and I'm going to try to change the entire sugya as follows. What's he really doing here, this guy? He comes there and he says, "Ariza gitechem loy basi." So if you ask me, I'm lamdish. I'm trying to be lamdish. He's giving a get. What's he doing? He's giving a get, right? That's the chalois, and the tanai is just what the get is telling you. If I would try to define what he's doing, I'd say he's giving a get. So Reb Nachum, let's look at it a little differently. Is he giving a get because he wants to give a get?
No,
he wants to go away.
But he wants to get
his wife's day.
So, really, the tnai is what is motivating him to give the get. So, let's look at it differently, says Reb Nachum. Let's look at it this way. His wife says, "I don't want you going away." He says, "I'm coming back." "You're not going to come back." "I am coming back. I'm coming back, and if I don't come back, you get a get." So the tanai is what he's being mechayiv himself to come back. The tanai is a mechayiv. And the tzaitza, the fallout, is if you don't come back, you have to give the get, or the get's chal. Just totally switched the entire sugya. We were always looking at is what is he doing? He's doing a get, and there's a tanai. Tanai is like the secondary thing. Look at it the other way around. Look at the tanai as being a machayev. He says, "I'm leaving. You can't leave. You can't leave me. I have to go. You're not going to come back. I'm coming back. And if I don't come back, you have a get." So he's being machayev himself to come back. And the fallout is the get.
I thought that was pretty sure.
No.
This is what he wants.
No, the Pnei Yeshua, we're saying we're going with the
Gemara. It's
going to get us closer. It's going to get us closer. But listen to what we're going to say now. What I'm going to say is as follows. I'm going to say, did he come back? He didn't come back. He didn't come back after 12 months. But he's an Oynes. So what happens? He didn't come back. It says in the get, if you come back, you didn't come back. So he should be, should have the fallout. Fallout is like a punishment. But I don't have fallout when I'm an oinus. Oinus rachmana patre. So therefore, I don't have fallout. You're right. The tanai was imlei basi, and I didn't come. But I was an oinus. So what? You were an oinus, but this is tanai. Yeah, but the get is a fallout. The get is a punishment. Where do we see a person doesn't get punished? The Torah doesn't punish if I do something by oinus. So in my tanai also, I'm not going to be punished if I don't do it. And that's what Rashi means. Shemotzinu tainas oinus min haTorah. Azoivi, when the Torah says you need to do this, and if you don't, you're going to get punished. If I tell my wife I'm going to do this and I don't, I'm not going to get punished. Shemotzinu tainas oinus. Oinus rachmana patre. It's a tour from the get. You're pater from the get. So it's really not the Pnei Yeshua is just saying, look, Enochanami, that's not really what we meant when we made the Tanai. The Tanai just meant you could try your hardest. If you tried your hardest, then that was not included in the Tanai. That's not what we're saying. We're saying the Tanai is Im Labasi. And the Labasi is Machayev you. And what's at stake? The get. So I have a Chiyuv. The Tanai is Machayev. But on this Rachmana Patre, I'm Patre for my Chiyuv. So therefore, I'm not going to have the fallout. So Lamais, there's lots of tanais that have nothing to do with him. If it rains tomorrow, there it's not a machayef. There we're going to look at the tanais differently. I'm giving a get. I just want it to rain tomorrow. But over here, we're looking at it as the tanai being machayef him to come. It's a very big chiddush that we could turn around the tanai and now make the tanai the ikker and the get the tuffel. But that's what Rav Nachum says.
Why can you say the same thing if it rains tomorrow? I mean, it's an interesting thing to do, but maybe he wants it to rain tomorrow, or he doesn't want it.
But it's not in his hands. Not in anyone's hands. So it's not. If it's something,
I still say that he doesn't want to give the get. He wants it to rain. So
what?
But does,
how does that? How does that help?
This is an interesting thing to do. But
it doesn't make any sense. This makes sense here. Over here, we're saying that really what he wants to do is he wants to leave. And he wants to be able to, and his wife wants the mechayiv him to come back. So there it makes sense that that's what the tanai is. Tanai is being mechayiv him to do something. But over there it doesn't really make sense. So
it makes sense, but he can say, I really want it to rain tomorrow.
Yeah, the story has to be in control.
Agreed. It's weird. He's a weirdo. But why can he say a weird thing if it rains tomorrow?
Sure, it's not. That means it'll work the opposite way.
Because he can say, if he really wants it to rain, he says, if it rains. If it doesn't,
it's a tiny sinus. Because now it's a tiny ptur. Because Lamaisa, he wasn't Makayim the Tanai. Lamaisa was not Makayim the Tanai. Zok the Gemara weiter, Rabbi Sai. Elamehar, the Gemara runs out of Mishnayis. The Gemara says it has to be that Rava's Makar is from Shmuel. Shmuel is not, you know, himself is an Amoira. It's not that many generations before, but that's the best we could do. Elamehah, Da'ida Amalei, Ilo Esin Mekan Vatshloit Tlosim Yoyim Alavigita, Oso Soy Tlosim Yoyim Paskim Avro, Amalei Chazuda Asoy, Chazuda Asoy. I'm here, Chazuda Asoy. I'm here, look, I came. Amashmul Lo Shmei Masya. What's the tzad that I came? What does that mean, I came?
I did what I could do.
So if you like the Pnei Yeshua, what he's saying is, this is what I meant when I said, Imloi Basi, this is, I came, I did as much as I could do. That's enough. But according to Rabbi Chaim, the word is, you need a Ptur Oynes, so then it hastenish mein Loi Basi. So I'm not saying, I came. What am I saying?
I did not come.
Right? According to Reb Chaim, it's I did not come. Chazud Asoy. Says the Gemara, Amishmo loishmei masa. So why not? Why is it oinus? Dilma oinsa the shchiach shiny the kivin the boilas nui v'lo asni avsid iu the avsid anafshe. Says Rashi, upos kamar hanohar hifsiku shoisa hamavoyres mitzada ir. The ferry that's crossing is on the other side. V'lo yochel avar, he couldn't get across. Chazuda soy shebosi. I came. Interesting, Rashi. Lo yishmei masya, v'havi gita, v'im rotzasa tinase la'acher, v'gam l'kuhuna nefselas me'ayoyim. What's Rashi saying over here?
Rashi's saying,
right, what Rashi's saying, lo yishmei masya, v'havi gita, v'im rotzasa tinase la'acher, she wants, she can marry someone else, she's divorced. Why does Rashi have to, Rashi's telling us what happens when you get divorced? What? Well, we're not necessarily talking about. She's divorced. Finished. What does Rashi? Rashi doesn't say anything about Yivum. Imrasa Satinasi Lacha, now she can marry someone else. He's not dead. So Shusha doesn't fall to Yivum. He's not dead. I just say, she's divorced. What happens when you get divorced? Oh, you can marry someone else. Oh, and by the way, you're also to a client.
Get for something. It's a get vada. It's a get vada. It's not a get
vada.
Even though he came, it's still going to be again.
Loi, shmei, masya.
Right, that's the chiddush. What's it be a chadish?
So maybe it's a get something again.
He's clean,
mate.
It's not
a suffix. So what? Rashi should say that it's a get vadai. So what is it? Even Rotsa Satina
say
la'acher.
They didn't want it to work, maybe it doesn't work.
He's there waving red flags.
Loi, shmei, masya. It's not called coming. Done. So Yehuda suggesting, which is a very big chiddush, Yehuda suggesting maybe if she wants, she could stay married to him.
That's like Reb Nachum. It's a punishment. The punishment.
See, if you say like Reb Nachum, that the word is that the whole word is you being mechayv yourself, and the fallout is the get. You say Amar dekechidish. You were saying Amar dekechidish. That if she says, you know what, I'm will be mevater, she's mevater.
As long as the woman had the right to get married.
What was that?
He doesn't want to
give a get. He's screaming, Chazud Asoy, I'm here, right? So he made a Tanai that's Mechayiv him to come. And we're saying that his coming is not really considered a coming. So the fallout is that he has to give her a get. If she says, I'm not, so the Shaila is, can she do it before it's Chal?
He's not here, time's up, it's Chal.
So if she before the gets called, she
lets us
right.
She could consider that a coming.
So I don't know if that'll work. That's a shame.
She could say, I want to get it. And in 13th month, we'll stay married. Okay. Why only
over here? If there's a written get, But if the Nesina happened beforehand, then she can't do that.
The Chalos didn't happen. The Nesina happened. The Chalos didn't happen. Chalos didn't happen yet. So Elamai, this is what he's Mechayim. It's a chiddush. Achronim speak about this Rashi a little bit, but
why does Rashi
okay. Rabbi Yisai, last thing left to do is the Tosis on the bottom. Let's see the Tosis quickly. So he says Dilma Lafukim Rabbi Yisaini. Avol Mehidereisha Lo Shaymin Lafukim Rabbi Yisaini. Diko Ukmi B'Shein Kosev Zman B'Shtar. The first case is person writes Areza Gitech Imesi. So over there, why don't you say also it means Lamafreya? No, because maybe that's talking about there's no Zman in the Shtar. Frektoisvis. How could it be that there's no Zman? You have to have a Zman in the Shtar. It's puzzle. Says Toisvis. Harmina, and this is a Vlad Kosher, Mishum, ain't get a Harmisa, Ktani Alcha, lo I'm a Klum. I feel in this. Toisvis ain't a Hanami. It would be glad. Over here would be a get puzzle if it wouldn't say a Zman. But it would only be possible with the Rabbanon. There'd still be the Vlad would be Kosher. I would say, why is this called a shtar without a zman? What did he write? Areza gitech in Macy. So when's the get going to be chal?
When
he dies. So do we know when this get is going to be chal? We do. Whenever he dies. That's the zman.
What? When you're dead.
What'd you say?
You can't give a get when you're dead, so it has to be before. So
no, that's why it's not chal. So but we thought it was going to be chal achar misa. Is this called a get without a zman? This is a get with a zman. It's just the zman is it's not going to work. But, what?
Not a kavua zman.
Oh, so you could say the zman is not called because it doesn't say exactly when it is. Right? What about it?
It's based what? Off of a based no. off of an action, or it might not even happen. She could die first.
Yeah, but do we know when the get is supposed to be activated? If this is a get, it's on a specific day. Over here, the get doesn't have a particular day necessarily that it says. So therefore, it's maybe not a zman. Or you could say perhaps, says Achron, and that Tosfos holds like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. When a person says, "Arei zegitech imesi," does he write that or he says that? According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he says that. So does it say in the Shtar Zegitech Emesi? It doesn't say anything other than the Zman. So if you're saying there's no Zman, then there's no Zman in the get.
You go to Eden have a Zman.
What?
Because you go to Eden Zman.
Yeah, but that's to be the Zman has to be in the get. That's his kasha. Even if the Eden know about it, but the Zman has to be in the get. No, the Zman has to be in the get either way. You have to write the Zman on the get. Okay, says Tosfos Vayter, Inami, Kishakosav Shvua, Ishana Ichoidesh, Ta'amar Perek Sheni, the Gitin, the Kosher, Vein Zmanim Achiachalov, Inami Bimocher. You could write Zmanim that technically you're Makayim the Chiev to write a Zman, but it's not going to necessarily give us clarity of exactly when it's going to be Chal. Okay, Beis Hashem, Bali Neder, next week. The bottom choice is kedai for us to do. We'll see if we could do it beforehand. I really want to get into the sugya of tznuas and prutzais. That's going to be for Sunday. Tuesday we're going to do kol demakadosh zaiter abana makadosh. And Wednesday, Beis Hashem, we're going to be on the bottom of the Amid when we discuss getting back to our sugya of shaktu and things of the like.
Okay.
But I'd like to hand over the podium to
So I'm very bothered. I've been thinking about this. One of my favorite psukim in these few parashiyos that I get the pleasure of speaking over here is a pasuk in this week's parsha where it says, "Hashkifu memoyin kachcha min hashmayim, uvarechu samcha es Yisrael v'esadoma shenasat alonu, kasha nishbala v'sein erzav v'schol v'dvash." It seems that we're imploring the Ribbono Shel'olam to look at our deeds, to look at what we've done, and complete the bargain. We did what he said what he asked us to do, and look at our actions and give us our reward. Yet in a week from now, we talk about the davening of the Yomim Narayim, and we go in and we say Dalim Verekim. We're poor. We don't have anything. We have no Mais and Tovim. Just please have some Chesed on us. So they seem to not match. So there's a Klal Yoker on this pasuk that has a beautiful idea. It says, "Hashkifu memoyin kachcha lufisha amal amayla sisi kachol asher tzivisan." In the previous pasuk, it says, "I did what you asked me." Pirish Rashi, what did I do? She samachti v'simachti es acherim. What I did was I was happy, and I was happy, and I made other people happy. So the Derech Hashem in Perek Beis says, "Tachas habriya lios nenemi tuva shalavarius baruch shemo." So the taklis of the bria is to be happy and to be nene from what the Ribbono Shel'olam gave us. So when we're saying that we gave other people, we made other people happy, and that made us happy, it's sort of mutato deo. It's you copy the Ribbono Shel'olam, who's trying to please us and trying to give us a life and a world of happiness, and we're kind of copying him. And since we're copying him, we're not saying that we did everything right. We did every mitzvah. We didn't do any los ases. That's not what we're saying. We're saying that we understood the taklas habriya. We understood that we did kol asher tzivisicha. It even in the pasuk it says uvarech es amcha. The Chofetz Chaim says an idea over there. Uvarech es amcha, that if you daven for somebody else, you're more likely to get answered for you. So if you include yourself, in Amcha, you're more likely to include. And I think that that's the main idea. The main idea over here is to learn that it's not receiving necessarily that is a joy in life, that the better joy in life is to be happy in giving others. Good Shabbos.